1942, the World War II Battle of Midway began, resulting in a decisive American victory against Japan, marking the turning point in the Pacific War. And the wartime drama Mrs. Miniver debuted in New York. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. We are actually on the air once again, Sunday morning, as usual. We're just now, everybody's gathering their thoughts and their microphones and headphones. Today is Sunday, June 4th. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. I want to say, get a little shout out to the grandkids, Lily, Aaron, and Ethan. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, a trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
Who's now in the unfunded seventh circle of a non-existent recovery while the mainstream media prostitutes, politicians, and self-serving banksters have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we called Old Glory.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually.
Pretty close. For now.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
And we're streaming worldwide. Oh, boy. You've been listening to you've been listening to State of Jefferson State Radio. What do you guys call yourself now?
Hey. No, they're Jefferson State of Mind.
Jefferson State of Mind? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what you've been listening to. Yeah. And so I just wanted to clarify that.
I believe the name of the show is F.U. Jerry, formerly known as.
Just saying. Yeah, exactly. Let's get rid of the Moonbeam March. So there should be a song like that, you know, the Moonbeam March. Maybe we can find something.
Maybe something like salsa and a little upbeat, you know.
Carne de luna. Right. Give me the carne asada. Oh, well, Howard Dean. I mean, good grief. What would a siesta party or a Cinco de Mayo or a Cinco de something? We'd like the Cinco something. But thank you, Bob, for that. And we're here in the studio, and I don't know. I'm just kind of out of kilter a little bit this morning. You know,
it happens.
Not sure what happened.
You'd think there's actually a lot that went on this week, and we were trying to play catch up.
No,
nothing going on.
There's nothing going on out there. Just listen to the record flush, searchlight.
And well, even the record searchlight managed to drop a good article about hey, there's cuts coming to public safety positions, and that may be a problem and could cause crime to go up and ready. Never mind the fact that it already has. You know, they're about a year behind the curve.
Better late than never.
Jeez, are you kidding me?
I love our city council's idea of what to do, though. You know, we're facing unfunded liability, lawsuits against public utilities. Everything's going, you know.
Who'd have thunk?
You know, going to pot. And what does our city council come up with other than giving raises to employees? I know. Let's harass Home Depot and Lowe's about the rental trucks that are in their parking lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that our mayor runs a competing hardware store, would it?
Well, what did you learn at the city council meeting last night?
Why are they harassing them about their rental trucks?
Yeah. I apparently it's unsightly and people have an issue with it out in the parking lot or some crap.
That's good governing at the highest level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to the manager at Home Depot a while back, and they're very unhappy because the homeless people who hang out across the street keep breaking into their rental trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the security that, you know, and last time I checked, that's Home Depot's parking lot. So who is the city of Reading to tell them what they can and can't do with it?
You know, it's just, meanwhile, Kurt Starman.
Well, they're obviously attracting the homeless.
Meanwhile, Kurt Starman slowly fades into the sunset as the new guy comes in who's, you know, now going to take over the helm of the starship Reading.
Yeah. But he has experience. That's what they were saying. But he's had experience. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's been Kurt Starman's underling.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like all of a sudden, Lou, you know, Sulu's taken over. You know? Bob looks like he just has something to say. I'm not sure.
I was just going to
pile on.
No. Just going to mention it was Barry Tippin for those who had not heard the news.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Aaron Tippin. Maybe I got that confused.
Hey, don't do that to Aaron Tippin. Aaron Tippin's a good man.
Aaron Tippin might be a better choice.
What is he saying anyway?
There ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's got a bunch of good songs.
Or, yeah. Well, you might be more familiar with Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Yep,
oh, there you go. Yeah, so it's not Aaron Tippin? It's Barry Tippin.
Barry Tippin.
So we're Barry Tippin over is where we're headed, huh? Yeah, anyway. So we are streaming worldwide.
Barry Manilow might be a better.
Barry Manilow.
Barry Tippin.
Well, you came and you came without taking. No, that was the other guy.
How do you, like, what do you think that guy's resume looks like? You think that's like right there on his resume, former bagman for REU?
He went to the top of the class.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I'm speechless. Well, we are in the studio this morning. Once again, you can call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see what else we got. Reading Patriots meet Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane. Limited government fiscal responsibility. Follow that damn piece of paper called the Constitution. I know what those radical guys are doing. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind. Let's see. Just quit laughing. You're bugging me, man.
Sorry. Yeah. I got it right that time. Ding, 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 ding.
You mentioned the Constitution, you primitive.
It's like, it doesn't matter. One slight error, one tiny mistake, and you get eviscerated around here. That's how it works. Anyway, are there any veterans events so we can see if you make any mistakes?
I don't have any recent ones coming up that I know of. But in November, out at Shasta College, November 7th at noon at Shasta College Theater out there, they are going to have time set aside for the men and women from Vietnam to share their stories out there. And then they will be showing a film out there come September, September 17th. But on the 7th of November, they're allowing them to go out there and share their stories of local veterans that were in the Vietnam War. And I think that's way cool out there.
Cool. Anything else before we... I've got an announcement, if nobody else does.
We got a couple. Okay. What's yours?
Mine is just Anderson Cubs baseball camp or basketball camp. shut up. Rich is putting on a basketball camp down there July 10th through the 13th. It's 6 to 9 p.m. Cost is $40. Basic skills and conditioning and fun. Open to all youth entering the hold on a second. I just lost my message. Open to all youth entering 2nd through the 8th grades. The location is going to be Anderson High School. Instructions, again, by Coach Billingsley at the and the Anderson High School players. You can call them to for pre-registration, and that is required. At 378-6656. Again, that's 378-6656. Get out there. I think you'll have a good time. Rich really knows what he's doing, and the kids will have a lot of fun and learn stuff. So what else we got?
Well, we got Jan in the studio. She wants to talk about the fundraiser for State of Jefferson and give us some information on that that's coming up on the 17th. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, so have
good
at
stuff.
It.
Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, you guys.
We're in the studio here with Jan Hanks.
Yeah.
She has a microphone and some earpieces. And go ahead, Jan. I didn't mean to.
It's a Shasta and Tehama County's fundraising dinner on June 17th. Doors open at 5, and dinner will be served at 6:30. It's a joint effort between Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hmm.
All the money will go to our legal fund. It will be at the VFW Hall in Anderson. That's 3210 West Center Street. Dinner will be by Applejack's out of Anderson. It's a tri-tip and chicken dinner. $30 per person, $50 per couple. We're offering a table of 8 reservation for $200.
Which I'm in.
Plus $100 worth of raffle tickets.
Oh, and I got to split that with Leroy. I might just tell him, hey, I'll give him his $100 back, and I want the tickets.
I'm not saying anything.
I want. Did you see what I got the last time? I got an armoire over at that last one. It was great. An, how do you say that? An armoire?
Armoire.
Armoire.
So there.
Oui, oui.
Or as I knew it as a child, the gateway to Narnia.
No, that was the door to the shed out back.
Is that what that was?
There will also be a dessert auction.
Oh, go ahead, Jen.
Old West and Jones Fort gun auction.
All right.
The numbers to call for tickets, they're both 530 area code. Jan at 945-0673 and Patty in Tehama County at 833-0265.
And is this pre-sale tickets?
Pre-sale, yes.
This is a pre-sale event, so I want to make sure people understand that you're not going to be able to walk up at the door and get tickets.
And I understand the eats are supposed to be something extra special, too, the food.
It's Applejack's.
Yeah.
It's tri-tip and chicken.
Ooh.
And everything else you can think of.
And all the fixins.
Mm-hmm. And all the fixins. That's a good way to put it.
Right. You had me a try.
She had you food. What are you talking about? Anyway, we want to, you know, all kidding aside, we want to stress the importance of this. There, you know, the case that's before the Eastern District of California.
Isn't it the Western District?
No, it's the Eastern District.
We got into Eastern District Court.
Oh, okay.
The court case for the dissolution of vote and lack of representation has been filed, and we expect this to move up the ladder and go through a three-judge panel and probably all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, the state of California has filed their first response asking for dismissal, and essentially their whole premise, if you read the motion, is, hey, we don't see what the big deal is. We're screwing everybody equally, so that's fair, right?
Right. What's the problem?
Yeah.
I mean,
we acknowledge that we're screwing everybody, but since we're screwing them equally,
so
then it's okay.
It's circular logic. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, we know there's a problem, but because we have distributed the problem equally, that means that we don't need to remedy the problem. And so move along, shut up, and go back to work.
Mm-hmm. And never mind the fact that they haven't...
Nothing! You lose!
They haven't even distributed the screwing equally.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's how they work in the Capitol. You know, that's they distribute the screwing completely equally across the board.
Mm-hmm. Sure they do.
Unless you're an illegal alien, and then you get health care, you get benefits, you get... You know, I'm just saying. You know, and this whole, you got
yeah,
more.
Yeah, Jen's got more. Jen's got a little bit more. She wants to go.
Okay,
on.
Go ahead, Jen. We just roll along here and we just babble.
She wants to go over some of the raffle prizes and stuff that's going to be offered, I think.
Yes, I do.
All right, go.
We have everything from haircuts to two nights at the Sacramento River House. It goes for $300 a night. He's donating two nights. Sleeps 8 to 9 people. It's on the river with a boat launch and a golf driving range. So that's something you could win.
Wow, I like that.
We're going to have guns, of course.
I like guns.
Along the line of guns...
Did I say I like guns? Did I mention that?
My nephew has a little t-shirt and hat business called Modern Musket.
I like that, too.
And his line... Arms evolve... The right remains the same.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, good grief. I mean, I'm pretty sure back in the days at the Revolutionary War, they didn't think that. If we get out of muskets, this is all over, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, it's Second Amendment is supposed to be not be infringed. I don't know how they get that even screwed up at all.
Well, I have
I can go off on that.
I have a camouflage ball cap made in America. And it has Modern Musket on it, and his favorite Modern Musket is an AR-15.
I like that.
So it's got a silhouette of that on it.
I also have a
navy blue beanie with that on it in pink.
Mm.
They're really nice beanies.
Cool.
We have some leather-bound pocket Declaration of Independence and Constitutions. Some patches.
Wow.
These are really different. I'm helping to help promote his business as well.
Good.
He moved to Idaho.
We believe in free enterprise here.
He moved to Idaho?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
imagine that.
Yeah.
Can't blame him there but at
good
all.
Good grief. If we don't get this Jefferson State thing done, I'm not sure where I'm going, but it's not going to be here. I'm tired of these guys, these communist pieces of garbage down in the Capitol, liars and thieves, and all they want to do is control everybody. But I digress.
A few other quick items.
Yep, go for it.
Tattoos, window tinting. We all love coffee, and we all love tobacco and brew. Can you smell the coffee?
Yeah.
Mm. They did 5 1-pound packages of chocolate coffee.
And they have real tattoos?
Well, the tattoo shop is in Anderson, Nick Woodward Tattoo.
Wow.
But it's a real, they're going to give real tattoos? Wow.
$100 gift certificates, two of them.
Wow.
I don't know what tattoos cost.
Well, you know.
Well, it all depends on what kind.
It also depends on who's doing them.
Yeah,
it depends on what you're having done.
So
and
when you win your gun, you can go. Chris got a guided duck hunt for two, plus a 20-bird pheasant card from Rolling Hills.
Oh, nice.
That's $600. That raised my husband's eyebrows.
Yeah, absolutely.
A guided salmon fishing trip with CNA Guide Service, $450.
It's on the
Sacramento River. Six passes with U.S. Airsoft. Etched State of Jefferson wine glasses. Case of State of Jefferson white wine from Alpen Vineyards.
Wow.
Jefferson Laser did the wine glasses. And Patty has some really fun stuff from Tehama County, too. I should have brought a list, but I don't have one.
Should be a great event.
Yeah.
Yeah,
should
absolutely.
Be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I hope everyone calls me and buys a ticket.
So, and if they want to call you, what's that number again?
945-0673, and as I was giving out my number on the Jefferson State of Mind, my phone was ringing, so I'm going to call you all right back.
Very good.
How many tickets do you know you have left?
Around 60.
Okay, so people need to
get... So it's almost sold out.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. You're almost sold out, so if you want to get in on the action, you better give her a call soon.
I want my table. I will bring you a check tomorrow night.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. All right, very good. So anything else that we need to cover before we get into the meat of the deal? Because I wanted to talk about the Russia and the voters. Go ahead, Jen. You got something? Oh, no. Okay.
I just want to bring up, if anybody out there has been researching SB 562, get a hold of me. That's the health care bill for the veterans.
What do you want to know?
Well, seems to me like they're not going to have any health care the way that the bill's written.
They don't have any now, hardly.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's going to pretty well get rid of...
Do you have a driver's license, a Social Security card, and your last name doesn't end in Z? You're screwed.
Yeah.
Z?
So... that
Rodriguez, Gonzalez, Ramirez.
Yeah, that their TRICARE is not going to be valid in the state of California anymore if what information I'm getting is correct.
I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work because it's a federal program, and I'm not sure where.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we can start researching that.
Well,
if California followed the rule of law, they absolutely could not interfere with TRICARE.
They would all be in jail.
But the state will trump the feds on the health care, correct?
I don't see where it's enshrined in the federal constitution or the state constitution where they have any right or reserved powers to do anything with health care.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
But state rights,
I don't know.
Because it's not enumerated to the feds, they're out of it, then you're back to state rights. So.
Yeah, so...
Well, but you could make the case that it's TRICARE that's dealing with the federal issue, which is the military, which is absolutely reserved to the federal government, and it is benefits dealing with that is absolutely reserved to the Constitution, the federal government.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people don't know. So, if anybody has any insight information,
that
would be great because that's going to affect a lot of people.
I get stuck at the point that where is your right to do this to begin with?
Right. And they're charging them for it.
Yeah.
They're having to pay for their health care.
I have a poser. If the Russians were so involved with the Trump campaign, colluding with them to steal the election through voter fraud, how come we can let illegal aliens vote in the state of California?
You just don't understand how the program works, do you?
Racist.
I mean, think about that for a second. We're worried about the Russians, but the Mexicans are okay.
Racist.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that amazing? You think about that for a second. Run that by your
And how many are coming across?
Fewer.
Well, and then they get free.
Fewer.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go to a break. I think Bob's got us all set up there. So,
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy. Loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. Could die arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing. Financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
Ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, that's a little Aaron Tippin, thanks to Bob.
That's the other one.
There you have it. Boy, I'll tell you what, this was a big news week as usual. And I guess there's some things we just have to hit here. But, you know, we know the big stories about the Paris Climate Treaty, Trump backing out of that. And yeah, I mean, good grief. I mean, you got to be a moron to want to redistribute all your wealth to a bunch of other countries who don't have anything in the game except taking your stuff. And, oh, well, 170 countries signed up for it so they could loot the United States. That's good for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's redistribute 6 million American jobs to other countries and then pay to do it. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that one's almost as good as the Iran deal.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of the Iran deal, you know, Lurch comes on and talks about it, and you know, John Kerry, and he's talking about, well, this is going to set us back, and how good the treaty, yeah, from the man who brought you the Iran treaty,
yeah,
that's not a treaty that was never signed, that is still, you know, geez, allowing them nuclear weapons and.
And cost us billions in greenbacks and gold bullion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the guy we should listen to, isn't it? Yeah. It just cracks me up. It's like they obviously think everybody's so stupid that it's ridiculous, and maybe there are a bunch of them that are stupid out there, because who would buy into Lurch's line of reasoning? Because the guy's a freaking moron who has sold us out down the road. The guy's a traitor, and so let's listen to him. Yeah, him and John McCain can stand up together and talk about what a great job that they're doing. Well, they're from both sides of the aisle, so that means it's good. It's like, are you freaking kidding me?
They are the aisle.
Couple of tools.
Yes, they are.
So, you know, so anyway, you know, we heard the tearful press conference from Griffin apologizing. It's not my fault. They're ruining my life and all that good crap. He broke me, to be honest.
I'm sorry. That lady's life was over long before Donald Trump ever showed up.
Yeah. And so Sarah Palin came out, and I'm trying to find the exact words here other than basically she told her to suck it up. And it's really good. I'm going to find it here. We'll come back to it. But, you know, basically the liberal star attacked her teenage daughters for so long. First Bristol, and then, you know, Willow and all this stuff, you know, just blasting them, going after them. And, you know, she said this. Okay, I got the quote here. So Kathy's crocodile tears at her publicly seeking press conference today mean nothing to mothers who witnessed the ramifications of her sick acts have had on precious children. So on behalf of Melanie Trump and the other mothers who have tried to protect our children from Kathy's soulless, vile attacks, I'll bite my tongue in print and not say what I'd actually tell it to her face. I'll keep it civil and merely tell her after her ridiculous self-serving statements today, suck it up, buttercup. Mm-hmm. Or cupcake, I'm sorry.
Well, there's a lot of difference between buttercup cup and cup.
It just makes you so angry. These people, they're so disingenuous. They're just such phonies, you know. Unbelievable. So like, she's the victim.
Yeah.
She's the victim. Unbelievable.
Anybody that's seen her comedy is a victim.
Anyway, Sarah Palin's right on point, you know. Unbelievable. So, with that, what else do we got? We've got so many stories that we can cover. You know, it's ridiculous. I think the big one that we need to talk about is this Judicial Watch, where we've got Judicial Watch did a story on it, and the mainstream is just avoiding this like nobody's business. But former Obama officials under investigation for unmasking and hacking, that's big. But right before, you know, the FISA court, this goes to Obama. Obama went into the FISA court, and these documents were just released, and admitted that they were abusing on purpose the FISA court's directives to hack people, to surveil people, to eavesdrop on their political opponents. They admitted it. This is unprecedented. The last time that anything like this happened even close was Abraham Lincoln suspending a habeas corpus. This is big. And I don't think they're going to let this one go because, you know, we got a secret court through the Patriot Act that allows the president to go after their political enemies completely illegally, which they admit, and we're just supposed to go, oh, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, no big deal.
Now you've got this, you know, investigation going after these unmasking hacking hacks, you know, Susan Rice and John Brennan. I mean, that guy looks like he's dumber than a fence
post.
Familiar
names to anything else? Mm-hmm.
And then what's the other one? Samantha Power. And these people are going to have – there's been subpoenas issued. And these people are a threat to America's safety. They're a threat to America's sovereignty. They're a threat to the Constitution. And you can relate this exactly to the attacks on the Tea Party. This is what they did. They weaponized the IRS just like these guys have weaponized the FISA court to go after the political enemies. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why, you know, nobody can get these guys out of office on the deep state. So that's coming. I don't think that one's going away. I think this one is going to have repercussions that go on and on for a while. And there better be somebody doing some perp walks here pretty soon. There better be somebody who's going, you know, who gets arrested.
A lot of somebody.
A lot of somebody.
Yeah, exactly. A lot.
Because this
all
is
the
at
way
the
back
point
to the first Clinton.
Yeah. This is, and that's this whole Russia crap, you know. You know, it's like, good grief. Russia is colluding with our elections, but we don't care if, 12 million illegals vote.
Yeah, we don't care that the president is illegally using our intelligence apparatus to spy and neuter his political enemies and to attack American citizens and their political groups.
No.
No big deal.
No. And, you know, that's still in court, too. On the civil court, this needs to go criminal. These people, somebody better start getting arrested. Because, you know, I think Trump's on the right wavelength. I'm not sure what's going over there in Sessions' office. Maybe the swamp is so huge and big and deep that where do you start? I guess
well,
be
yeah,
the
I
question.
Think that's a lot of the problem. It is so big and deep.
You have to pawn scum and work your way down.
I'm telling you, this is big because these guys are illegal liars that have targeted American citizens to stay in power. It's that simple. Hmm. Now, last time I checked, we were supposed to be free and we the people and have liberty and the government that governs least governs best. And they were supposed to actually be working for our benefit and, you know, keeping us safe, you know. And what's going on now? You know, they want to have a treaty with a bunch of foreign countries who bleed us dry through redistribution of the wealth. They're spying on their political enemies. They're shutting down their political enemy's ability to get into the political discourse through weaponizing of different agencies.
Yeah, and the mainstream media is laying the smokescreen for them.
And then let's look at the headlines through the record searchlight. It's like...
What headlines?
Here's their top headlines. Reading Sarah Hall wins a 5K race in New York. Happy for Sarah. Great deal. But that's the headline? Notre Dame computer science graduate seeks to close gender gap. Oh, that's more important than our Constitution hanging by a thread and so that we have a political elite taking over the country. Wow. Reading woman has a beef with a nonprofit over her meat sticks.
It's your investigative journalism.
Are you freaking kidding me? Those are the headlines? Wow. Wow. Those are the ones on the top. I'm looking at them right now. These people are as bad as this political elite. These people are bent. There's something wrong with them. They've got something wrong with them. They're mentally screwed up. They're more worried about going out and paddling their kayaks around Whiskey Town than they are their frickin' liberty and their freedom. They are so screwed up that they're worried about some meat sticks on a nonprofit than they are spying at the highest levels. Goes all the way up to Obama. He admitted it. It's in the record.
What about the blatant and open corruption that's going on in our own backyard at our board of supervisors and our city council? They don't even touch that.
Oh, who cares? Let's go kayaking. Got any meat sticks?
Yeah, just keep playing that violin as the ship goes down, boys.
I want my meat sticks.
I want my... and my weed.
I tossed
Give me my meat sticks and weed.
I want my meat sticks and my tight sticks.
Yeah.
You know, the tight sticks? They tie the sticks with the tight... in the meantime...
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can think straight. in the meantime, we also have a headline, which they actually reported. Police are looking for the man who broke into a home, slapped and punched a woman. Okay. So they're looking for the guy. Nobody's arrested. And do you know what the guy should be doing? Lying on the floor in a pool of his own freaking blood. That's my opinion. He should have been shot. By somebody who knew how to protect themselves and defend themselves from an out-of-control crime wave that's been going on in Reading for quite some time because, oh, we're just recovering and, you know, it's not getting worse and there's nothing to see here and, the police and fire, you know, oh, we don't need any money because the CalPERS is going down the tubes and, you know, there's nothing to see here and our budget's a piece of crap. And so let's hire a new guy while Starman fades off into the frickin' sunset after he's pretty much blown up the city. Did I miss anything?
No, I think they're still blowing up the city.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're not done blowing it up.
It's an ongoing effort. Sorry, yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
That's the state of our union right now. In fact, you know, I have a little, article here from Zero Hedge. Hold on, let me, we've got a couple of callers. I'll get to this article. After we talk to the callers.
Okay, we've got Terry on line two.
All right, very good. Terry, you're on the air. How you doing this morning?
You guys are right on. I mean, the guy should be laying there in his own pool of blood. Reading is now number 5 per capita in the United States in crime. I'll say it again. Reading is now number 5 per capita in the United States. Okay? You're looking at a police force that is the 5th highest paid in the United States. That's not per capita. In the United States, we gave the chief his new building. We gave the chief his new cars. We gave the chief his new computer equipment, and the scuttlebutt is now the chief is leaving.
Oh, yeah,
I was going to say that. Yeah, he's leaving.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and so I look at this. The corruption in this city is disgusting. I think that there has to be, maybe we should pass an ordinance called the shotgun ordinance, that if somebody is in your yard and they're on the little, you know, E.T. little bicycle with their tattoos and their little backpacks that, you know, they're in your backyard. You just blow them right off the bicycle. You know,
yeah, it's kind of like really going to the fair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
What I'm saying, it's just crazy. I mean, the people are so, and I don't even know if it's the people overall. I think it's the news media, like you said. I think that's the big problem.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they don't report crap, and when they do, they soft settle it, and they, you know, soft pedal it, and soft soap it, and, you know, and let's just all lock hands. It's kind of like them, you know, the Muslims, they go kill a bunch of people over in a concert, and then you got Katy Perry going, well, let's all have open borders and open barriers, and let's all lock our arms and sing Kumbaya,
yeah,
you know.
Bridges, not borders, right?
Anyway, I'll
yeah,
leave
how'd
you guys
work?
Yeah. I'll leave you guys your program. I got about two bars on this this phone. So anyway, good program, and yeah, I mean, drive it home, my friends. Drive it home.
That's what we do. Thanks, Terry. Okay.
Well, and it's not just the city council, it's the board of supervisors, it's all of them.
Yeah,
they just turn a blind eye and oh, it's getting better. And
no, it's
you know,
not. Our home has become a rat hole.
This
town is a rat hole,
and it's getting worse.
Yeah. I wish we could play "People Let Me Tell You About My Best Friend" and while we watch Mike Mangus and Brett Weaver ride off into the sunset, holding hands on their bikes on the Sacramento River Trail. Get that out of your mind for just a minute, anyway, because I'm starting to, you know, little things are coming up in my throat.
Hmm.
Hold on a second. Excuse me.
And again, I will ask the question, who is benefiting from the depressed property prices?
Hmm.
Who is that?
Does it begin with an M?
Mm, yeah, and a B.
And a M and a B.
M and a B. Yeah. BM.
As opposed to the BS.
Uh-oh.
We do have
BS from the BM.
BM. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, we got to get the VIP on the QT because he's got the BM and the BS going.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, listen, you guys aren't giving proper credit to Redding going to hell in a handbasket.
I'm sorry.
This all started with Mike Warren. The
yes,
council that hired Mike Warren should be ashamed of themselves. They hired him from Benicia after he bankrupted Benicia. He came up here. He brought a whole bunch of management from out of town, along with their debt service, to the city of Redding. Then he took and signed up for PERS, and we owed $14 million on the spot when they signed that.
Yeah, it was you're talking about the retroactive pay increase on the pensions, right?
Then he feathered his nest down there at Turtle Bay. You know, he couldn't pay people enough money, high enough wages, until he's down there at Turtle Bay, and they might have to pay prevailing wage. Did you see his little deal on that? Then he went out there to Big League Dreams. Talk about corporate welfare. He gave them 4 years free rent on a $20 million tax-paid facility. And after that, they pay 3% of their gross income. For every $3 you pay into to get into Big League Dreams, Redding gets 18 cents. Boy, we're going places there.
And where's the grand jury on all this? Where's the grand jury investigating in this? Do we hear anything from the grand jury? No.
Why don't you ask Tim Pappas's wife where the grand jury is? I'll bet she's got an answer for you.
Oh, yeah.
Then we went out there to Stillwater, and Warren said we're going to be able to pick and choose the businesses we want to relocate here. Then the dummies, they take and ran off Redding Kenworth down there off of South Turn Creek Road. Do you remember that?
Yep.
They took and ran them down to Anderson. Well, I asked Baron Browning on old Carl Bott's show, and he said that he didn't know exactly how many sales taxes that Kenworth paid Anderson, but he said they're in the top five.
Well, they just ran another company off down to
Anderson.
The greenhouse.
Then they shut down Carl's Automotive. He had five stalls there using mega parts repairing vehicles. Can you imagine how many sales taxes that cost?
Well,
and, you know, it's just gone downhill ever since.
I don't think these guys are going to get it until somebody comes up and robs them.
This city council right now, and they've done everything they can. They took and passed a shopping cart ordinance. What do you want from them?
I know. Crazy.
Wow. I know. It's
crazy
really
else.
Frustrating.
Well, like I say, I don't think they're going to get it until somebody robs them, until somebody sticks a gun in their face, until somebody takes some of their stuff, or they lose their pensions, or they lose their jobs. Something is, you know, they think they're untouchable. I think they're crazy, because at some point in time, somebody's going to go off the deep end.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, I've got a little statue that I'd like the state of Jefferson to adopt when we come into formation. And that is anybody 65 or older, or anybody on disability, doesn't have to pay to have a concealed weapons permit when it's in our Constitution.
We should be able to pack one anyway.
You know, that's a pretty good cost.
Did you just use the word State of Jefferson and concealed permit in the same word?
In the same sentence?
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
What do you need a concealed weapons permit for to exercise your right? You don't need permission from anybody. You already have it.
I was doing so good, and I get reprimanded. I'm sorry, you guys. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. I hope you have a great day.
All right, thanks, Nick.
All right, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it.
Bye.
I think we're going to have an open carry society here pretty soon.
Yep.
That's where we're headed.
I think we're going to have an open carry society, whether they like it or not.
I want to hit this last article that I have here before the top of the hour.
You mean using our constitutional right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think there's any – I mean, infringed is pretty freaking specific. Pretty plain. It's English. You can't twist it around. Shall not be infringed. I don't know how you get that screwed up unless you're an absolute idiot. And, well, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about Sacramento. But I digress. Okay. Over the last 10 years, the economy has grown at exactly the same rate as it did in the 1930s. Let me read that again. Over the last 10 years, the U.S. economy has grown at exactly the same rate as it did in the 1930s. This is Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. The facts are the facts. It shows all the numbers. And in the meantime, while they've been peddling us this BS about recovery, we're looking like the Great Depression. Whoa.
What was going on in the 1930s?
Yeah, I know. It's like 29, big crash. I know. Most of us go to school and we don't learn about these things because what we're taught is sharing and gender equality and, you know, God is bad and, you know, things like that. Important stuff. You know, the Constitution is a living document that's flexible and should be just ignored unless it's in your best interest to, you know, have more stuff.
And anybody that says different is nothing but a primitive racist.
Yeah, you're a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal primitive racist with, you know, ties to, you know, lower forms of life, such as chimpanzees.
How do you like me now?
So, now, this is for real. This is authored by Mike Schneider via the Economic Collapse blog. You can go Google it at Zero Hedge. And the hard fact is that the past decade, a $10 trillion in deficit spending has produced the worst economic growth as measured by gross domestic product in our nation's history. Yeah, that's right. In the past decade, our nation's economy grew slower than it did even during the Great Depression. So it's actually worse than the Great Depression. And they've been blowing sunshine and lollipops up our backsides for quite a while now.
Yeah, it's the Great Recovery.
Yeah, we're in recovery.
It's all good.
Well, you're going to be in ICU pretty soon, and there is going to be no recovery because someone's going to shoot you and rob you in your house and slap you around and, you know, no problem.
None.
So I suggest that we absolutely look this up because this is absolutely astounding that they could blow this much smoke up our butts through the media. These people are going to be the first ones to go. They need to be hung for treason because if you are shifting public opinion through your ideological, political lens of crap, and you have a responsibility to report the truth, what are you? Who are you? Oh, it's just policy difference. No,
it's not. It's lies.
It's lies.
And it's intentional.
Deceit. Intentionally trying to keep the political, or you're just plain stupid. I mean, let's go back to the climate thing. Or we need to go to a break here pretty soon because
we're almost
breath.
At the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So we'll be going to a hard break here shortly.
So when we look at all this, the question you ask yourself is, why don't we hear any of this about this in the mainstream media news? Instead, they're all telling us it's just peachy out there, aren't they?
Well, it would be if it wasn't for Donald Trump.
Oh, but as soon as it all really crashes, as soon as it all really goes in the tank, then it's really going to be Donald's fault because he's been colluding with the Russians.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you really that stupid? to believe that?
Well, you know, some of the conversations that I've had over the past week have really kind of opened my eyes and depressed me a little bit to the fact that I think a lot of the average people out there really don't even understand the basic precepts and concepts of what freedom and liberty is.
I
don't get it.
I see hope on the horizon. I think more and more people are getting it. I think more and more people...
We like to think that they are.
I would agree with that, but there is a lot of waking up that still needs to happen.
I agree. Well, let's go to a break here.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. London is tense and quiet the day after the third terrorist attack since March.
British police say that counter-terrorism officers have arrested several people in Barking, East London, over the attack in the London Bridge area. The assault began when a van veered off the road and barreled into pedestrians on busy London Bridge. According to police and witnesses, three men fled the van with large knives and attacked people at bars and restaurants in nearby Borough Market. The attack unfolded quickly, and police said officers had shot and killed the three attackers within 8 minutes. Assistant Metropolitan Police Commissioner Mark Rowley said police believe all the attackers were killed.
I believe three people were involved, but we've still got some more inquiries to do to be 100% confident in that.
Bartender Alex Martinez said he hid in a garbage bin for half an hour when a man stormed the restaurant where he worked.
I listened everything when I was inside the bin. The gun, the shouting, the screaming, crying, the people.
Medics treated the injured near the market as shocked people cried and shouted around them. Karen Chamas, London.
What to do about North Korea? As the U.S. considers its options, Harvard University's Graham Allison counsels the Trump administration that it must assume any military response would draw China into the conflict.
And I think that's the scenario that could most rapidly lead to an outcome that people can't really imagine, but that would involve Americans and Chinese killing each other.
Allison tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. must consider what's best for China when developing a strategy for dealing with North Korea. Iraqi forces in Mosul closing in on the last pockets of urban territory still held by ISIS. However, residents of Fallujah in Iraq's Sunni heartland are still struggling to rebuild nearly a year after their neighborhoods were declared liberated. And Bill Cosby does not plan to testify at his sexual assault trial. It will get underway in Philadelphia tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-960-4646.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-960-4646. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-960-4646. 800-960-4646.
Pakistan says a two-day military operation has killed 12 militants in the southwestern province of Balochistan, which borders Afghanistan and Iran. The army says the operation today was conducted in a rugged district where a suicide attack killed 25 people last month. ISIS claimed that attack, which targeted a Pakistani lawmaker. The mineral-rich province is home to separatist groups as well as Islamic militants. Pakistan has been battling extremist groups in the region for more than a decade. Voters in Mexico's most populous state could hand the ruling party a much-needed boost today ahead of next year's presidential elections, or a potentially devastating blow by throwing off its uninterrupted 88-year local rule. Polls give the ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party of President Enrique Peña Nieto a slight edge in the closing days of the Mexico state campaign. The polls close at 7 Eastern. More on these stories, townhall.com. BAE Systems will pink slip 130 workers at its Norfolk, Virginia shipyard.
The company says Friday's layoffs are part of an expected workforce reduction of about 300 by the end of the month. BAE Systems provides ship repair, maintenance, modernization, conversion, and overhaul for the Navy and other customers. The Virginia Pilot reports the layoffs are part of a wave sweeping the region's shipyard and subcontractors that's projected to leave more than 1,000 employees out of work in the coming weeks.
Correspondent Rhonda Rockstrom. Today is Sunday, June the 4th, and a birthday for some notable people, including actor Bruce Dern. He is 81 years old today. Actor Parker Stevenson turns 65. Tennis player Andrea Jaeger is 52 years old. Opera singer Cecilia Bartoli turns 51. Rock musician Stephen Lessard of the Dave Matthews Band is 43 years old. Actor-comedian Russell Brand, 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There. Good stuff. Wow. We got to talk about Maxine Waters here for a second. Okay, they got a new sign in Walmart that says, 15 items, and it has handprints so that people understand that three hands is 15. Now, that's dumb. Okay, that's right on the edge of freaking pretty stupid.
Idiocracy.
But at least probably most of those people that don't understand how to count to 15 are not sitting congresswomen.
Yeah.
Now,
well, I may beg to differ on that one. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
They don't shop at Walmart just because of that. They would stand there for a while and go, huh? But we've got Maxine Waters.
Yeah, we've got her on a couple of good ones this morning.
Go ahead, Red. Tell them.
Number one, Maxine Waters tweeted out after the London Paris attacks that, this is Donald Trump's fault because the Muslims are attacking people in London because the U.S. is failing to respond to health care and climate change.
That's why.
That's fresh off the press this morning. And then the other day, she had a good one. It's a picture of Venice Beach. And it says, this is Venice Beach in my district, and these pictures were only taken 6 hours apart. Still think climate change isn't real in Peach.
So we got one picture with the water all the way in up onto the beach.
Yeah, and one with the water all the way out. So can someone please explain how high tide and low tide works to Maxine Waters? And it's not an impeachable offense. If you want to blame anybody for high and low tide, you should probably try to prosecute the moon, you moron.
I've seen smarter sheep.
Yeah.
I really have.
I just, good Lord. And this is the face of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Yeah. How many terms has she been in office? Who knows?
I don't know.
A long time she's been up there.
Good this is God. War. This is the people that are constructing policy at the highest levels.
At the highest levels. And she doesn't know the difference between high tide.
She doesn't know that the tide goes out every 5 or 6 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean.
But the scary part is people believe her.
So she doesn't.
The DNC
believes
her.
But then she doesn't understand that the moon probably goes around the Earth, and that's what affects the tides, is the gravitational pull.
I think it happens like 4 times a day, every day.
Because. because that would mean the Earth's not flat.
Oh, don't tell her that.
Well, it can't be
round. Well, maybe she would
because when
jump
I drive,
into the ocean or something.
I'm on a level surface called pavement, which totally throws out the theory of
what do you say to that?
The cosmos.
You can't fix stupid?
Apparently not, but you can elect it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, but you can run for the highest office in the land. You know, so, I mean, this is how nuts this is. And, you know, it's not getting any better. But let's go. We got a couple other stories. Let's talk about this. We got an independent testing confirms that glyphosate is in child vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just, I got an idea. Let's shoot up all our kids with glyphosate in our vaccines and mercury and baby parts and everything else and just hope that nothing happens.
Yeah, but this has been going on for a long time. And the CDC said, well, you know, the effects are people that, you know, something happens to them because they get vaccinated outweighs the disease problem of people dying. And, really?
Yeah. Well, basically what the CDC said is we are aware of the fact that there's a problem, especially amongst certain genetic subgroups. But there's billions of dollars of funding, including our own, at stake. So, yeah, we didn't see that.
Yeah, so go ahead and vaccinate the children. And again, let's lie to the people out there and tell them how good it is for them.
Have you seen all of these commercials lately pushing the HPV vaccine?
Uh-huh.
Which now they have proven leads directly to ovarian cysts and cancer. Yeah, let's run out and get our kids that.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, they lie to the people out there. And I wonder why there's so much problems with the children and the young adults.
I have a theory. I have a 66-year chart of beer drinking versus the gold price. The chart of beer versus the gold price may lead, and this might lead to heavy drinking. So that could be the problem because the gold prices mirror the beer prices and consumption.
Okay.
So what you're telling me is beer's going up.
Yeah, beer drinking.
Everybody's going to have a run on the liquor stores.
So what this tells you is that you can buy more beer as the price of gold goes up. So, the metals price purchasing price is increasing, you know, with the beer consumption.
I live in the fucking Twilight Zone. I do.
Just saying. I've got stats here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it has to be true.
Oh, I believe you. I fully will believe you.
Let's go to a break.
Take that from data.
Let's go to another break, and we'll line up a couple more stories here. And
let's talk about Jerry Brown's illegal trip to China to make a treaty that's not within his purview or power.
Oh, come on. Moonbeam down there?
No. Really?
Moonbeam goes to the Forbidden City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll keep him.
I hope.
I was going to say, maybe you'll get lost.
I hope. It
could be. Yeah.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
because together we will stand, every boy, every woman, and a man.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for North State. You can call in at 530-605-4567. I have another headline here from the our local rag, I mean paper. I'm sorry, every time I go to say that, something gets caught in my throat. The local paper, the Record, Searchlight. I can't even believe this. Here's the headline. Drag Bingo takes over Reading.
You are fake news.
Drag Bingo takes over Reading. Think about that for just a second. Drag Bingo attracted about 100 people to the Holiday Inn on Reading Saturday afternoon, an event put on by Justin Buckles Production from Portland, Oregon. The event was hosted by Ecstatic Inferno. I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
Ecstasy Inferno.
Oh. You are fake news.
I'm still curious. Is that like when you wake up in the morning and it burns to pee?
No, that's something else that we're not talking about.
Oh, different kind of inferno?
Yeah, that's a different kind of inferno. Sort of the same, maybe a little bit. Depends.
I went down into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like Bill Science, Bill Nye the Science Guy. You should go watch the video that was posted on him. He did the Bill Nye the Science Guy deal, and he had the first part of the show is he's got these guys, these women dancing and talking about sex. It's like,
yeah,
this is a science show.
Hey, Bill Nye has a bachelor's degree in engineering.
He does?
Yeah.
I mean, so the guy goes around dressed up as Pee Wee Herman, thinking that he is a scientist when he's not really a scientist, talking about scientific stuff he doesn't have any understanding of, and we're supposed to believe him because the mainstream media said he was okay. And I wonder if
he
they got that.
He was just trying to go play bingo.
It's Bill Nye.
Bill Nye! Really?
You can't say bad things about Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Mm. Only he doesn't. He's not a scientist. He doesn't understand crap. I encourage everybody to go look at Bill Whittle's video that he just did on Bill Nye. Quite, enlightening about how they do their science over there at the Bill Nye Science School for the gifted. Now,
is that what we call them? Gifted.
They're unique and gifted.
In the meantime, North Korea's fired its ninth missile this year.
You never explained what drag bingo was.
Oh, I don't know what it is either.
I'm not sure. I want to know.
I'm not sure. I it just says it was an event hosted. The event was followed by an evening of burlesque. So they entertained the crowd with jokes and songs and dance while the audience.
I mean, there's a few pictures on there, but.
She doesn't look like she's in drag. She looks like she's got a full set. So I'm not sure who Angel Hansen, also known as, her name is Ecstasy Inferno, gets her outfit and hair fixed by Eva Ochoa, who is known as Busty Beverly Rosenberg.
Sick and
what
wrong.
What are we printing
sick
over
and
there?
Wrong.
This is in the news? Are you kidding
this
me?
This was locker room talk.
And Trump's a bad guy because he said something that was behind closed doors that shouldn't have been recorded. Yeah. What? So I don't know what they're doing over there at the Record Searchlight. I think they've all drank the Kool-Aid and they're headed for Guyana or someplace at some point, hopefully. Let's see. What else we got? Puerto Rico. There's Puerto Rico. I mean, Puerto Rico's exodus is speeding the island's economic collapse. This comes from Bloomberg. And, exodus from the island, means that the economic resurgence will be tougher. Yeah, no shirt shit. I'm sorry. I got beep.
There was no shirt, Sherlock, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Keep digging, Watson.
You were doing your best not to say that word.
I know I was, actually.
That was the problem, trying not to say it.
The choice is heartbreaking. To stay and help other families or leave to help your own. That's the calculation thousands of Puerto Ricans and Ricans. I guess, what are you, a Puerto Rican, a Puerto Rico?
I think they just call them PRs.
PRs. They're making. The bankruptcy of the United States Commonwealth, the culmination of years of decline, has accelerated into an exodus that's adding to the island's economic recovery. No, misery, I'm sorry. I just replaced that with recovery because, that's what we do here. And so, have you noticed that, things are getting worse, that all the little outlying places are starting to fold. Have you noticed that?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Venezuela. Yeah. All the CalPERS are going under.
How about Portland?
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Illinois, Detroit.
Yeah, they're expecting full rioting up there in Portland today.
Yeah, what's going on in Portland?
Well, there's a Trump free speech rally that has been declared that it's going to be attacked by Antifa. There's been several different patriot groups pouring into the area. There's the things going on. Last week they had a stabbing on their public transit by a basically, by all evidence, the guy's a Nazi, went after a couple of Muslim women, and when a couple of people tried to defend him, the guy stabbed him. They made a great big deal about that, about white supremacists and the far right and the Patriot
group. But he wasn't a right supremacist, was he?
Yeah, he was, but it turned out he's a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Oh, well, that's – oh, I get it. No, he wasn't a right supremacist.
No,
he was white,
left, yeah,
and he was a supremacist, but he wasn't a right supremacist.
And can we clarify and get one thing straight for everybody? Nazi is short for Nationalist Socialist Workers' Party. They're not right wing. They're left wing. They're the only thing left wing of communism.
Wow.
Okay? Nazis are left wingers. Quit trying to hang that on the right. That ain't us.
Yeah, that you're hey man, you're laying too much history on me, man.
But yeah,
there's smoking a pancake. Come on,
there's
stop.
Expected to be thousands of people at these protest rallies today in Portland, and by all means, from the rhetoric coming out of both sides, unfortunately, it has the very high potential to get ugly.
Cigar and a crepe,
yeah,
bong and a blintz. Hmm. Well, going back to Puerto Rico, the population drop is astonishing. The island has lost 2% of its people in each of the 2% of its people in each of the last 3 years. A comparable departure from the 50 states would mean 18 million people moving out since 2013. About 400,000 fewer Puerto Ricans live on the island of a $3.4 million today. In other words, 400,000 out of 3.4 million compared with a decade ago. When the economy began contracting. The departures have trapped Puerto Rico in a downward spiral, a grinding recession with joblessness at 11.5. Oh, by the way, we're at a 4% jobless rate, just in case you wanted to know.
Sure, we are. 4.3.
You mean 4% larger than it was yesterday?
Well, they forgot to add that the participation rate went up to 94 million. So, hey, we're almost at full employment.
The non-participation rate.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, I got confused. And so, but in Puerto Rico, you know, their joblessness is 11.5%, which if they're doing it by our stats is like 50%. And so we got to check the stats out, you know, which stats are they using, you know, and the government wouldn't use the stats that most favor the fact that they're trying to show us that we're in recovery. But by the way, a $74 billion mountain of debt that pushed the island to insolvency has made collecting taxes key to an economic rebound. Now, let me see. 74 billion.
Pennies.
And we got 20 trillion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, gosh, 74 billion seems like a drop in the bucket, doesn't it? And they're going out of business.
Yeah. Let's look at California's pending debt.
I'm sad. Yeah. Okay. So more Puerto Ricans from all walks of life are moving away to better their lives, meaning the government revenue is dwindling. Sounds like California a little bit too, doesn't it?
Just a tiny bit.
Huh. Yeah, I notice everybody that is not sitting here, staying here to fight, is leaving.
Yeah. You can't blame them.
Unless you're an illegal alien, but they're just coming here for the benefits and, you know, not that they're, you know. But what happens when everybody leaves or quits paying the government? You know, they had a bell curve, you know, and this curve was, okay, if you had zero taxes being collected, you'd have a zero at the bottom of the bell curve. And, you know, you go down one side and up the other. And then what happens is as you increase the taxes, the curve goes up. But when you get to the top of the curve, they realize that if you taxed it at 100%, that it would be back at the bottom. They would collect zero because there would be nobody that would work. Because if you tax it at 100%, who's going to work?
Right.
All right. So there is a curve.
But that would be socialism. Then the government could just take all of your money and give you what you need.
And they'll take care of you. Not a problem. Just send a check.
You won't have any food and, you know, you won't have any water or utilities or garbage or anything like that. Oh, you have a lot of garbage. I'm sorry.
But no one else will either, and we'll all be equal. Then we won't fight over anything because we don't have anything to fight over.
Yeah, we can. No, actually, we'd be fighting over everything.
Yeah, because exactly. Because we'll be hungry and
it's kind of like
saw the flaw in my logic.
It's kind of like throwing a bone in the middle of a pack of wild dogs.
Well, the dogs won't fight because
they're going to share.
Has a bone.
They're going to share.
Sure, they are.
They're going to share.
Yeah.
Because they're not really wild animals. They're people, too.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
God, how are these people so stupid?
Yeah. In the meantime, well, North Korea is firing its ninth missile this year, showing contempt for the United States and China. Let's talk about this Evergreen story where the state college students protested furiously over their new video that made their antics public. Remember those guys? They're up there, the black guys up in the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until they were intimidating all the staff and wanting more and more demands, and then all of a sudden they were mad because it got made public.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, we have to do this one. I forgot. Let's see. Where is it at? Boom, boom, boom. El Salvador fears a crime wave as Trump deports hundreds of gang members. Let me think about this for a second. El Salvador fears a crime wave as Trump deports hundreds of gang members. But those are the nice guys. Why would we deport those guys that are criminals back to their own country, and they're afraid that they might have a crime wave, but they're okay to stay here because as soon as they hit American soil, they turn into paragons of virtue.
Yeah, shouldn't that headline read, El Salvador happy expecting increase in tax revenue and, you know, IT capability and jobs and...
Citizens come home.
Yeah.
That would be the headline at the Record Searchlight. Citizens come home to their native soil. To become productive member society after being members of, you know, MS-13 in New York.
Yeah.
Hmm. This guy looks like he should be on a, you know, Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. He's got tattoos all over his face. He's got a tattoo around his eye like a black eye. I think his name is Toby Tyler. So he probably will be joining the circus. let's go to another break, Bob. Before I throw my mouse through.
If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Track Bingo takes over Reading.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah. Too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. This coming week, we're going to have Enjoy the Store on Monday, telling us what's happening in the North State also this week. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, one of their representatives, to explain PETA. And on Wednesday, Barry Tippin, our newest city manager. Find out what's happening in our town, our country, our state, all here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. Yeah, we're back here. We got about 20 minutes till the end of the show. Wow, there's so much to talk about. It's hard to really figure out exactly what you want to talk about sometimes because, you know.
While keeping a straight face.
Yeah, because it's like the media doesn't cover any of this crap. You know, I'm looking at a headline here. The new pain begins. S&P Moody's cuts Illinois, the state, to near junk rating. Lowest ever rating for a U.S. state. But that's recovery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I'm going to have to go with no.
Here's CNN.
This is a trick question or what, you know? Do we have multiple choice?
Yeah. I want the curtain. Give me the curtain. I want the box. What's behind the door?
Yeah.
Here's another headline. Not so great. 983 million Americans not in the labor force in May. Yeah, that's recovery, isn't it? Let's see. The pay begins.
They don't count.
Government says
we
employment.
We can't count them.
Yeah, we can't count those guys. They're not people. They're statistics.
Yeah.
Government says employment fell to 4.3% in May.
See how that works? It's real easy how that works.
We just increased the people that don't exist.
Yeah.
And we decreased the thing that says that people are employed.
Yep.
It's pretty simple. That's, you know.
They're not connected anyway.
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
In the meantime, we need to probably cover the Judicial Watch uncovers shocking new Clinton emails. I know it's shocking that there's more emails that weren't in the mix before. You know, out of the 55,000 pages of emails that Clinton turned over to the State Department, there are to date known total of at least 432 emails that were not a part of that. So the records further appear to contradict the statements by Clinton that as far as she knew, all of the government emails were turned over to the State Department. Evidently, they've got exchanges, Podesta saying something about, well, you better clean out those emails real quick before, they get subpoenaed and a few other things like that. You know, I mean, So that's still on the burner. That's not going away. Again, maybe someday somebody will actually be held accountable for this.
Yeah, that would be good.
But
maybe somebody will get jerked out and beat with a fire hose.
Yeah, it also shows our first child. You know, what do you call Chelsea Clinton? That's a trick question.
Where do I begin?
We have to be very, very careful with that one.
Yeah. So she was using the alias Diane Reynolds in an email address. Diane D. Reynolds at clinton@email.com was planning to fly to Germany to see the U.S. soccer women's team play. Her travel agent asked Aberdeen, assistant to Secretary Clinton, to confirm that Chelsea's travel costs could be placed on her parents' credit card. In response, Aberdeen tells the agent that she can stand down from making arrangements to get Chelsea to Germany, as Chelsea and this other person, a person of the Clinton Foundation staff, chief staff, would be made a part of the official delegation going to the match, and she would fly on an official government plane both ways, and they will take care of the hotels and transportation. So this is a classic example of the Clinton crime machine.
Yep.
You know, instead of them paying their own way to go watch a tennis match in Germany, they get made part of the official delegation, and the government picks up the tab for everything. Now, do you think that was we know that Obama spent like $94 million on vacations.
Is that all?
I think it might be more.
Probably more, but...
So that was one of the emails that came out.
All I have to say about that is after 8 years and all that money, couldn't the guy have had the decency to at least come out of it with a decent golf swing?
You had to go there, didn't you?
I did. I mean, at least he would have accomplished something.
Well, you know, I think when you are, you know, do you ever see him throw a baseball?
Yes. That has to
is
be
that
one
what
of
you
the
call
most-
it?
Embarrassing things that I have ever seen in my life.
There
is not an American kid on the face of the earth that should not know how to throw a baseball.
Well, there was one guy.
I
remember the Bad News Bears, the kid that used to eat his boogers.
Okay.
Yeah, he had the same kind of an arm.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I believe the adjective you're looking for is limp.
Oh, boy. So anyway,
should have put Michelle out there. I bet with them shoulders, she could have chucked one in.
She probably would have done a lot better.
Yeah. Well, there is speculation to that as well. But
she is at the bingo game.
Wow.
You know, you can't help but ridicule these clowns because they are so off the charts criminal, so off the charts arrogant, so off the charts pompous, underhanded, and operating for anything but the benefit of the American people. Isn't Trump a breath of fresh air? I mean, I'm starting to see hope on the horizon, maybe. I see light at the end of the tunnel. Let's just hope it's not a train. Because I think Trump, if he had people working with him, would start turning this thing around even faster than it is. And I have hope. I see at the end, we got the state of Jefferson. The court case is going. We got Trump in there. We just pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement to the chagrin of 170 countries that were going to bleed us dry.
NAFTA's getting renegotiated or trash canned.
NAFTA? I think we need to have this whole thing blow up. Let's get it over. Let's restructure everything, and let's just get on with it. And let's pull the pacifier out of the mouth of all these safe place, marginal snowflake, idiot boneheads that don't live in the real world with the rest of us who work for a living. That's what needs to happen. There's no freebies. That's why we became a great country.
Yes.
Everybody actually went to work. It was a shame to be on welfare. You know, you were looked down upon because if you were on welfare, that means that you didn't want to work.
You didn't want to be on welfare.
That's right. You didn't want to be on welfare because that was a stigma. Now everybody's bragging about what the free money they get.
Yeah.
And I get benefits and phones. And, you know, what would happen if they took the Obama phones away from these morons? So I
like to get to some of the homeless people here in Reading. You can hear them talk. You know, Reading will send them on vacation, basically, you know, if they want to go back to where they came from. Basically, they ship them there, and then they come back because, you know, there's so many different things that they can get, more programs here. But it's like a vacation for them. Yeah. So Reading pays that bill and ships them to where they want to go, and then they come back collect more.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a little quote from Dr. Otmar Endehofer, who was the co-chairman of Working Group 3 with regard to the Climate Peace Agreement. He said, we at the UN IPCC, I'm assuming that's the International Peace Climate Change. Anyway, he said, we redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy.
Mm-hmm.
One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has nothing to do with environmental policy anymore. That is from the mouth of the leaders of this thing. They don't even make any bones about it.
No. Wow.
So we're a bunch of and you listen to these guys on TV. Talking about, oh, the world's coming to an end. Trump's the devil. It's insanity. These guys were going to steal us blind. They were going to take everything out of the country. We were going to be left homeless. Okay? So I see hope because Trump is starting to, I mean, the Trump machine is going. And did you see the whole thing, the big to-do about the COFFA?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah.
COFFA, like he's losing it. You know, he's slipping. Trump has gone off the deep end. He's not only pulled out of the climate change agreement, but he's now babbling sentences that mean nothing.
It's secret communication to the Russians.
Здравствуйте?
No.
What it meant was we will win in the end. But it just shows you how crazy the media is at this point.
Oh, it wasn't just autocorrect?
Yeah, it could have been that. We have a caller, and I think Nick's back, isn't he?
Yep, Nick is on the line. Hello, hey. Nick.
You know, I recall Mark talking about the job growth and that we're stuck in the 30s in the middle of the Great Depression.
Yep.
Then you were just talking about welfare, and it brought to mind a conversation I had with my uncle who grew up in the Depression. And I asked him if he thought it was as bad then as it is now. And he said, no. He said, no, there were soup lines. And I asked him, I says, well, how long do you think the soup lines would be if we didn't have food stamps? I thought that was a pretty good question. And how many homeless do you think there'd be if we didn't have HUD and Section 8 housing? I'd say we take pretty good care of our homeless and our hungry citizens.
Well, and you know what one of the huge differences between now and then is as well? Is that we weren't blowing a bubble bigger and bigger and bigger by counterfeiting money. They actually couldn't print money to pay for all these programs and devalue everybody's currency and drive us into a hyperinflation. So,
I heard Jerry Brown and California is going to sue the feds because they secondhand bought Barack Obama's money printing machine and the damn things wore out.
You know, that's the thing. You know, I mean, you know, we've been printing money and printing money and printing money. We have done the most printing of money and handing out the money to the bankers and the multinational corporations, more stimulus in the history of the country, and we're still worse than the Great Depression levels of growth.
You know, we're printing worthless money. Isn't that counterfeit? Maybe we ought to file a lawsuit against all those people back there.
Yeah, it depends on who.
Money we're printing.
It depends on who you are. If you work at the Treasury, that's not counterfeiting. That's quantitative easing.
Gosh, you know, I didn't go to college.
I know, but if you put on your eye shades and your green eye shade and you roll up your sleeves and you go down to your basement and start printing money, that's called counterfeiting. And then you get to go, you know, to take a remedial license plate making course at Lompoc.
Well, it's a trade. Hey, have a great rest of the week.
All right, thanks,
Nick.
Bye.
But just mention real quick, today is the 28th anniversary of Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
Now, there's some people that actually
stood up,
grasped liberty, and
stood up,
and stood for it.
And were crushed by the communist machine. Because why? They didn't have any way of fighting back, did they?
None.
Wow. So we want to give up our guns. We want to give up our sovereignty. We want to send all of our jobs overseas so there's no manufacturing here, debase our currency until it's worthless. And this program is good for the American people because Obama said it so?
Yeah, it's really that stupid.
Yeah, it really is that stupid. And then you got these liberal morons that like run the newspaper and getting the facts right. Those guys are absolutely off the charts, should be drawn and quartered because they're part of the problem. They're not exposing any of this stuff. You know, we have to become journalists to expose this stuff because they won't. And the tide is turning. I see hope. The tide is turning and we're getting mad about it because these guys are not just going to escape this whole thing and still kayak in their little kayak boats out in Whiskey Town and have fun and then, you know, ride through the Sacramento River Trail holding hands, Brenton and Mike Mangus. And they're not going to get away with this at the end of the day because when the tide turns, it's going to get ugly.
There is no doubt the Giants beginning to stir.
Absolutely.
And it's pissed.
The Giants getting more and more pissed. And wait till we have the recovery get worse.
Mm. You know, and like we were talking about Portland earlier, I'm not real happy and I don't condone what's about to happen up there, but that is a prime example of what's coming to our streets. It's going to be open warfare with each other.
I think so. And that's probably what it's going to take. You know, in the meantime, we have a big, huge event at the Capitol for the state of Jefferson down there on the steps.
Good day.
Absolutely. You see the Patriots coming out, standing together, you know, doing it legally, trying to use the due process that's available to us in California and the United States because of our founders, and getting the law changed so that it starts reflecting the people's wishes instead of the government cronies and criminals' wishes and the liars and thieves that hang out in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. and other places. You know, and they were talking about it on the State of Jefferson this morning. About, you know, our local guys, you know, you got Jim Nielsen and, you know, Ray, I was going to say Ray Gallagher, but James Gallagher and how these guys just, it's all jockeying for votes. I remember 4 or 5 years ago, if you said anything bad about any of these guys, you know, you were, oh gosh, oh, you're a jerk because they're Republicans. They're trying to help us. Everybody's woke up to the fact that what's happened is that these guys play political games to keep getting reelected, to stay.
They just do the dance. They just keep doing the dance down there.
So it's the and then you got the Republican shills, the mainstay Republican diehards, that it's all the politics of personality. They don't really care as long as they can snuggle up and be happy.
Yeah, and after almost 4 years of Jefferson, of fighting, tearing, clawing, doing everything that we can to be heard and fight and bring this about and restore representation to our people and try to restore our life and our economy. After 4 years of this, we finally get one representative who's willing to throw an already failed, half-thought-out, half-baked idea at the legislature.
So he can get reelected. Before we get to our caller, I got to say one more thing. I got to get this out there. The trader for Deutsche Bank. Because a lot of people like to hear about this stuff. Deutsche Bank admits it manipulating precious metals markets. So anyway, they're finally admitting that they're rigging the market. And so, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And that is going to start having an effect on the market because you can't, you know, just keep coming out. These cronies can't control this stuff forever. But just
be exposed for what's really going on up there?
They're being exposed more and more and more. And so, you know, Deutsche Bank, you know, the trader, they showed how they were doing it, and it's involved all the other banks as well. So, you know, these criminal organizations, you know, it's the tide is turning. So, anyway.
With that, we have Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was just going to share about your topic right now about being on the bus on two levels. One, it was great to be on the bus to Jefferson Rally and to talk with you, Mark, and Cheadle, and got to see Red there, and fortifying to be in a group of people that you don't even have to have much of a conversation to know that you got the nuts and bolts of what needs to happen ASAP. And the other thing on bus is the Vax bus is going to be here in Reading next Saturday, June 10th at the Orchard Nutrition parking lot from 11 to 3. We'll be taking testimony of vaccine-injured children or teens. You brought this up earlier, so thank you for staying on task with this horrendous topic. And I'm concerned about universal health care. Probably demanding that and maybe a chip to boot.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, we'll have to wait and see what happens because
I know.
Wouldn't put
anything
past
these guys.
Thanks.
It was fun to talk to you on the bus.
Oh, thanks, Lori. I appreciate that. So.
Well, thanks for reminding us about that, Lori, because people need to, if they're on the fence about the vaccines or want more information, that's where to go get it. That's for sure, because there's a lot to it.
Before you just discard it out of hand.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a group of pretty intelligent, well-educated people woke up one morning and went, oh my God, I'm going to flip out about vaccines. They actually, there's evidence and reasons that people are looking at this and going, whoa, wait a minute, we got a problem. At least be intellectually pure enough, open-minded enough to take a look at the evidence. And then after you look at that and go, oh, it's all a bunch of nonsense, okay. But at least look. Because
right.
I don't think you can't look at the evidence that there is and at least have a reasonable doubt of, hey, wait a minute, there's something wrong.
Well, and talk to the people that have been involved with it, that it has actually touched their life and what it's done to them and their children.
Well, it's kind of like when we approached the city officials and the sheriff 5 years ago. I remember me and Terry going over and talking to the police chief, telling them what was coming down the pipe, and they looked at us like we were freaking aliens.
Yep.
And so we've been, you know, yelling this about the economy for 5 years. And now it's, you know, it's numbers, it's math. I mean, if you can add things together and multiply and divide, then you would be able to see it. They just ignored everything, and now it's become a problem. Now they're going to try to address it with their rhetoric. But you're absolutely right. These people, unless they get their nose rubbed in it, they don't care.
Or it doesn't touch their life directly. Yeah,
right.
They think that there's not a problem.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's eventually going to touch you no matter what.
Well, and it really tells you they don't really care about their constituents. They really
don't. I was going to say, and when did you give up caring about your fellow man, your fellow American?
Well, so what you're saying is government's basically like your creepy uncle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the founders' premise was that government is inherently evil. It was man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. Who stole your land? Who put you in war? You know, you get the other side. Oh, they're benevolent. You know, they give us welfare. They give us food stamps. They give us health care. No, they steal from somebody to give you that.
Our founding fathers warned us of this.
Yep.
Many, many, many times.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, but they were just racist old white guys.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. They didn't know what they were talking about. They hadn't experienced anything.
Yeah, not a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were slave owners, so they couldn't have been, you know, good guys either, even though everybody owned slaves, including the black people.
Hmm. Now let's see. Can anybody name another nation that shed a drop of blood to stop slavery? I can name one, America.
I can, Spartacus, Rome.
Well, yeah, he was shedding their blood.
There's just a lot of blood going on there.
So, anyway, we're at the end of it here, folks. We'll see you next week. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty above security, truth over lies. Have a great day.
And this is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
We are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face. As terrorism breeds terrorism.
7 dead, 48 injured, 3 terrorists killed in Saturday's attacks on London Bridge and in city eateries. Philippine police say the gunman behind a deadly attack on a casino shopping complex in Manila last week was not a terrorist, but a heavily indebted Filipino gambling addict. The man's